All right, let's get the 32 teams in 32 days. Today we look at Brady's Seattle Seahawks. Brady, you've been waiting all through the alphabet for this one, so take it away, Brady. Start us off with the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, the Seahawks won the NFC West last year, got to the playoffs again as they've done for the last 5 years, lost to Atlanta in the divisional round of the playoffs. I think this team is primed for a big year. One, they play in a generally soft division.
Yes, they do.
The 49ers and Rams aren't very good. The Cardinals had a really down year last year. If they play to their capabilities, they can be good, but if they look like they did a year ago, then they won't be good again either. For this team, like so many, it's really just about the health. The health of the stars they missed last year. Russell Wilson played every game last year but was heavily compromised with that ankle and knee injury. Tyler Lockett out at the end of the year with a broken leg. Earl Thomas with a broken leg. If those guys are healthy, this team is exponentially more scary.
You think they've got enough at the skill positions? I mean, I like Baldwin. I like Graham. Obviously, there's no doubt they've got the quarterback leadership. What is it, Lockett on the other side?
And coming off that broken leg.
And Paul Richardson. So I'm not so sure that that's they've got the starters, but I'm not sure they have depth. Kind of like the Patriots have depth at wide receiver. I'm not sure that Seattle has the depth, but you're right. They have the easiest division probably in football.
Except for the AFC East.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's probably true. Matter of fact, Seattle may have clinched the division already. Defensively, they're, I think, as good as ever, which is kind of scary, but just a year older, though.
As far as offense goes, I love their skill position players. I love their depth at running back. When you talk about Eddie Lacy and C.J. Procise, Thomas Rawls.
Yeah, Rawls.
They've got three good running backs there. Procise can be a split, a slot guy and can be a running back. I like what they do there. The defense, you're right, especially after acquiring Sheldon Richardson. This defense
that was big over the weekend.
This defense is loaded. You wonder always who's going to solidify that second corner next to Richard Sherman. Is it going to be a rookie like a Shaquille Griffin? Is it going to be Jeremy Lane? Is he going to stay on the roster? All those kind of things. Justin Coleman, the old Patriot. The thing the Seahawks need is they need some of their draft classes to hit, because as that defense gets older, the Bobby Wagner, Russell Wilson draft class gets older, Richard Sherman gets older, Cam Chancellor gets older, Earl Thomas gets older, you need to start developing some young players to replace them. And the Seahawks have whiffed on a couple of drafts here. They need a bit. If they want sustainable greatness over a 10-15-year span, they need some of these draft picks to connect.
Anything less than the Super Bowl or bust on this year, or no, you don't see it that way?
You know, yes and no. For me as a fan, I remember what it was like for the Seahawks when they were awful.
Yeah,
right? And they were awful for a long time. And as a guy who's a Mariners fan, I know what it's like to never be in the playoffs. So I'm just grateful as a fan that this team is constantly relevant. So if they don't win the Super Bowl, to me, yes, I'll be disappointed, but it's not a wasted season. For these players, it's Super Bowl or bust. Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill, Earl Thomas, Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, they're all, two great years left. There's not a whole lot of time for this nucleus to be great. So I would say yes for the team, but for a reasonable fan, then no.
32 teams in 32 days. There's a look at the Seattle Seahawks.